Live, and we're launching into the third hour. Plenty of participation tonight, meaning you can get your thoughts on the air here about whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, as a number of people have done, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN. Also, we have Skype. You can Skype into the show via username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request to that username first, and then you can easily click the call button and call us up about whatever happens to be on your mind. We might sneak in a couple of the things to stop doing to yourself just for fun tonight. Lauren is joining us as a guest co-host on Free Talk Live. Having fun so far, it seems.
Oh my gosh, this is so much fun. This is a nice break from doing Objectivist Girl. Actually.
Which you were saying during the break that you're constantly, because you are Objectivist Girl, that is kind of the persona
the
that you created for yourself.
Yeah.
Objectivistgirl.com is your website. Naturally, you're going to be attracting a lot of people who have questions about objectivism and also people who would like to debate you and critique you and things like that. And so I can see how you would get overwhelmed with that.
Oh, yeah.
But this has been a welcome respite for you.
Oh, yeah. It's been nice to talk about some other things and show everybody that I can talk about more than just objectivism.
Excellent. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And you may bring up anything. Let's go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. We have Brett in Maryland. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, super. Go ahead.
I'd like to talk about the Stevenson University lockdown that happened a couple of days ago, apparently.
Is this in Maryland? Stevenson University. Okay. What happened?
What happened was a guy was walking around, was suspected to be carrying a firearm on campus, and they pretty much locked the entire campus down for several hours, and a huge police overreaction happened where they had SWAT teams out and like a Bearcat-like vehicle with a turret on it shown on the news I was watching. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, this happened about a week ago in Connecticut, too.
It did.
Yeah, this happened at Ball State, my old university,
okay.
too.
I don't know about the Ball State one, but the Connecticut one wasn't a week ago. It was the video that came out from back in November.
Oh, you're right.
It happened in November. But what was
the video broke about a week
ago? Yeah, I got a text because I get emergency texts, and I never bothered to shut them off for my university because I just graduated in May. So, which I should get on. But I got a text saying that all the buildings were locked down because somebody had seen somebody that was armed, and they shut down the building like every armed person is a terrorist, right? That's your point, right, is that, you know, this is a grave overreaction, right?
Yeah, it was insane, and it looked like these guys were in, like, a war zone. They had assault vests on, high-caliber, like, weapons with helmets and everything, and the kicker is it turns out that it was possibly a student carrying a camera tripod.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
And I'm thinking, what if this kid went to a bathroom and he just went to the bathroom and these police started showing up and he's walking around with the camera tripod? What if he got killed?
Oh my God!
Knowing how trigger happy cops can be, it certainly wouldn't surprise me if something like that happened. And it's shocking to know how common this apparently is. Maybe it's fairly recent that this has become common, but it's the first time that that a raid like this on a school has come across our show was just a few weeks ago, the Connecticut story from November.
I couldn't find anything on Ball State from, just recently, but it happened in November in Ball State, too.
Yeah.
Right here.
This is scary stuff. The video that we saw that was taken in Connecticut, and the video showed basically some college students hanging out in somebody's dorm room, then armed men with fatigues on bust in, and they hold people at gunpoint. They force them to walk down several flights of stairs. There are cops everywhere. They get outside. There's the Bearcat, which you described, Brett. I mean, it almost sounds like the exact same situation, and really it's more of that kind of acclimating young people to this police state. We've had the Boston bombing situation where they did the same thing in a neighborhoods in Watertown, Massachusetts. So they are absolutely, you know, getting people ready for more of this kind of behavior in the future in their life as an adult. But what are there videos, Brett? Were the college students? Did anybody, you know, speak up for their rights? What was the scene on the ground from your perspective?
Well, the news that I was watching was a local news, and they had they were interviewing parents who the police weren't letting them anywhere near the campus because they, for some reason, someone mistook a camera tripod as a freaking firearm, and they're not telling the parents what's going on. The parents keep asking and asking. But in the end, they're just like, oh, it's okay. It's better safe than sorry. And that kind of concerns me. Like, if they're going to overreact this bad to a tripod, what are they going to do if the dollar collapses?
This is a philosophical issue with our society that we think everybody that is armed is trying to aggress. Most people with firearms are just trying to protect themselves. And so we need to change this mindset in our culture that everybody that carries a gun is an evil person. Because, I mean, I love carrying guns. Heck, I love going to the shooting range from time to time. I'm a big gun proponent, and this is ridiculous that I'm seen as an aggressive person because I would like to know how to defend myself.
Even here in New Hampshire, there are no guns allowed on college campuses. Now, New Hampshire is one of the most gun-friendly places in the United States. It's like in the top three of gun-friendly states. But when you cross onto that college campus, you cross into a dangerous area as far as you're not allowed to have a gun there. However, I was actually on the Keene State campus recently. We go there somewhat regularly to do not just outreach, but also their cafeteria is actually not bad. So we were eating at the Keene State campus cafeteria, and there were people running around with I don't know if they're Nerf guns or something like that, but some sort of obviously not a real gun kind of guns, like toy guns.
And for that. They do dorm campus Nerf gun battles.
Yeah, they were playing zombies versus humans.
Humans versus zombies. Oh, we did that at my school.
That was
nerdgasm.
Okay. So wait, so at your college, that was fine?
They put socks in their Nerf guns. You put socks in your Nerf guns and you shoot them at people. That have the green bandana,
right,
which signifies that they're a zombie. I don't know why green is
there's like a
zombie
bandana,
but, you know,
and
whatever.
There's a human bandana. Anyway, regardless of the rules, what you're saying is that they freaked out over something else, but they were fine with people running around with toy guns?
Oh, yeah, this was like a huge nerdgasm fest. Well, it was great.
Nerf guns are, neon green and yellow and orange, so they're difficult to mistake for a real gun, whereas an airsoft gun, on the other hand, is all it's got is that little red tip, and I can see why that might confuse people. And BB guns don't have anything, so I can see why people might be confused. I'm really concerned because it's difficult to even transport a gun these days.
Were you in the midst of this, Brett, this lockdown?
No, but I have friends who go to Stevenson University, and I didn't talk to them about it. I'll actually post the story on the Free Talk Live.
Yeah, please post that on freetalklive.com.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a bunch of news stories about it, but what I'd really like to see is the video from a student, because that was the real, like, clincher for what happened in Connecticut, which, again, was almost an identical-sounding situation. It's one thing to hear the news report on it and get the helicopter shot from above with, you know, the troopers or whatever running around. It's another thing to have the perspective of a college student who's being ordered around, who's being yelled at by these men, having guns pointed at them. So if there's a video like that that you can dig up, also
cool.
Please post that.
We'd that like would be to cool to get a video from some of those people.
Sorry, Brett, what?
There was a video I was watching on the news. They actually were pulling the kid out with the tripod right, like, his arm. There was, like, three SWAT team members by him.
Do you have an estimate, by the way, of how many police officers were involved in this? In the Connecticut school, it was about 100, from what I could tell.
It sounds about that, or maybe a little bit less, because we're out.
That's a huge, that's an occupying force. That is scary, scary stuff. And thank you, Brett, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue with Dave in Minnesota. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, Ian, how are you this evening?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening earlier, and Lauren had made a statement that if you make a threat, sometimes the only thing they do is they might fine you or something like that. I can tell you of an incident that happened last year involving myself. Last July, somebody was setting off loud fireworks out here where my horses are. They were upsetting my animals. When I drove over to the neighbors about a mile away to confront them and ask them if they would please stop, I was attacked by 8 individuals.
Whoa.
They tried to pull me out of my vehicle.
Hold on. I want you to tell the rest of the story, but I want to make sure you have time for it. So stand by, Dave. We're going to bring you back here in a moment on Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial toll free 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on in. Username is lrn.fm. You do have to send a contact request, and then it'll be easy for you to connect with us as soon as that is approved, which it will be. So go ahead and send that on. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Lauren.
And Mark.
Lauren's here courtesy of ObjectivistGirl.com. That's where you can get more of her. And you're making videos? Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
How often?
I make them once a week.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm about to do a live show, too, so you'll get to hear from me twice a week.
For how long have you been making videos?
About?
As Objectivist Girl.
4 months, and I've only been promoting it for about 3 months, okay. And I've already got, like, 1,200 followers.
Not too shabby.
Insane.
That's great.
Cool. So, ObjectivistGirl.com for more of Lauren. We continue here with your calls in moments.
I want you to imagine being able to spend your bitcoins with a credit card through a completely decentralized non-bank system. You swipe, and Bitcoin's removed from your wallet. This makes Bitcoin just as easy to use as regular money is in the meat space world. This technology would be really pretty awesome, right? It'd be worth trying out, getting involved in here in the very early stages, because it's that important. Well, you can. You can go to mybtc.cc. They've got an Indiegogo campaign going on, but they've got all the stuff in place. You're basically just helping them to move forward. You're buying stuff there. It's not you're not investing in the come. You're getting something in real life today. That's mybtc.cc. mybtc.cc.
Let's go back to the phones. Dave is in Minnesota. You were telling us you had just barely begun a story about you're living out in kind of a rural area. You've got horses. Your neighbors living a mile down the road were setting off fireworks. It was near enough to where your horses were very upset about this, and you went there to ask them nicely to just go ahead and cut out stop the fireworks. And you said 8 people attacked you. You were pulled from your truck, or that's just where the story cut off. So can you continue, please, Dave?
Yeah, we live out in a remote area. Like I say, my neighbor he lives a mile away. And they came down here by my property and set off fireworks. That's what.
Oh, that doesn't make much sense.
Wow,
they've got their own property. Why? That's what I was going to say. A mile away.
So that's why I went down there to confront them and ask them if they would please stay down by their property. And when I did this, I was attacked by 8 individuals. They tried to pull me out of my pickup truck. They're beating on my pickup truck. And in the process, I pulled a Rings gun, which is a plastic model of a gun. It's something that they use for police training. It doesn't even have a moving part on it. It's plastic, okay?
Yeah, this would be something that you might use to practice drawing. That
exactly.
way you wouldn't risk
exactly.
Shooting yourself.
So I'm trying to beat these 8 individuals off with this Rings gun. I finally got back in my pickup, put it in gear, and drive away.
Mm-hmm.
So I get home, I call 911. Average response time in this area, because we're out so far, is an hour.
Hour and a half.
At least an hour. So I'm waiting and waiting and waiting, and finally at 11 o'clock at night, this happened about 8 o'clock in the evening, 11 o'clock at night, the 911 operator calls me and says, "Miss, would you please go down to the end of your driveway? Don't take any firearms with you, and don't be confrontational." I said, "Excuse me? Why would I take firearms, first off?" And they wanted me to go down and talk to the sheriff's department, the St. Louis County Sheriff's Department. So I did. I walked down there. I had a glass of Kool-Aid in one hand. Now, this is in the summertime. I got on a T-shirt and shorts, so it's not like I'm in heavy clothing.
Right.
You know.
Right, you're not wearing fatigues and carrying your AR.
Right. Exactly. Yep. I go down there. I've got about 10 police officers, one holding an M14 full automatic weapon pointed at me, and they're all saying, "We understand you tried to kill your neighbors." I said, "Excuse me?" I said, "We've got a misunderstanding here. There's something wrong. I don't understand what you're talking about." They said, "We have been down to your neighbors. We got statements from all 8 individuals. They said you pulled a gun and you tried to kill them. You're under arrest."
Whoa.
That evening at 11 o'clock at night, I go to jail. This is on a Thursday, 4th of July. I had to wait Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, I'm supposed to go to court for attempted murder, okay, and making terroristic threats.
Oh, wow.
My terroristic threat was back off. That was the terroristic threat that I made. It was back off.
And you were saying back off as they were trying to pull you out of the truck and attack you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So Monday morning.
So retaliatory force. Yeah.
Right. So Monday morning, before I go to court, the district attorney came down to the jail cell and he says, well, we apologize, sir, but while this was happening, one of these individuals was taping it and took a film of the entire incident.
Really?
And they sent it to the DA trying to get me into more trouble. The DA looks the film over and he says, obviously, you were just trying to defend yourself.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness for idiots.
Exactly. But my point is, they can twist this stuff around any way they want. Just saying back off is considered a terroristic threat in St. Louis County, Minnesota. For me to pick up a Rings gun, which is a plastic toy, to defend myself against eight individuals that are committing assault and battery on me and trying to do massive bodily harm to me is against the law.
There are so many things wrong with this entire story, but the one that really stands out to me is the fact that the police officers assumed that because they had a majority.
Oh, there's eight people.
Yeah,
oh.
There's a majority. And that's the thing, is that this happens all the time, is they assume that because people are in the majority, they're in the right. And we are supposed to be a society that believes in the will of the minority. But yet we treat the majority as if they have some supreme power over knowledge. And that's not the thing. It's totally wrong, and I think what happened to you is just heinous.
Dave, I'm wondering, are you still living in the same place? Are those people still there?
They're still there. The thing of it was that after this entire incident happened, the district attorney told me, quote, end quote, just go home and be friends with your neighbors.
How can you possibly be friends after this?
I mean, this is the problem. Nor do I want to know these people.
Yeah. Right. You were trying to be friends with them by telling them, hey, please, please take the fireworks elsewhere. For whatever reason, why are you on my property near my property setting off fireworks when you have property down the road?
Right.
Set it off on your
exactly.
own property. I mean,
I don't think it was an unreasonable request myself.
Nope.
No, you were wielding a gun on your own property, too. I mean, that's just the thing. You were protecting your property.
It wasn't even a gun. It's a toy.
I know.
Well, if you had used a gun, I don't think there would have been any problem.
No, you wouldn't have been in the wrong.
In my opinion, if you would have brandished at this point, you would have. All you would have been doing is trying to get out of there.
Exactly.
Well, I'm glad that it panned out for you. Thank goodness that guy recorded the video. Otherwise, we might not be talking to you today. Dave, thank you for sharing your story. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. And good luck out there. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Still time for your calls and thoughts. Also, we'll sneak in a couple of the 30 things that you got to stop doing to yourself. And before we do that, we'll talk about the greater good coming up on Free Talk Live.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls about whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Our website has a variety of features. They are free. Those other talk show hosts, they will charge you for accessing their websites. We don't do that. You can go and you can actually create the content of the site. In fact, our website would be a whole lot less interesting if it weren't for listeners like you actually submitting news stories, YouTube videos, blog posts, whatever it is you think is interesting online. You submit it to the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Now, something I've made a change to recently on the site is on the left-hand side of the website, you go to the front page, look on the left-hand side, there's an email sign-up box. Drop your email in that box, you'll get signed up for our email list, which has been around for a long time, but recently we've had a gentleman come in offering, you know, to kind of help us tweak things when it comes to the emails, and he's done a great job of doing that. It's created weekly digest emails that go out and inform you of what the most popular stories were on our website.
Getting.
For the last week.
They give you the Free Talk Live Digest, which is about an hour and a 15-minute long show of just like pieces of the show put together. So if you don't have 21 hours a week to listen to Free Talk Live, you probably have an hour and 15 minutes.
Exactly. So you get that in your email box on a weekly basis. Plus, every now and then you'll get an update on something that's just, you know, can't wait for that email. So go and get signed up for our email list over at freetalklive.com or go to news.freetalklive.com. The email sign up is there as well, plus links to our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, which are great ways for you to stay in touch with the show and, you know, follow us during the show. And there's news posts that we make during the show and also outside of show hours on our social bookmarking sites as well. So again, go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for the email list there. You can follow us on your favorite social network. As we continue here, in just a moment.
Yeah, so I was thinking about the guy from the last segment. What was his name, Ian?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Shoot, the guy from Minnesota that just called in.
Yeah, the person's hung up. Once the call is disconnected.
Well, we don't have that on the computer any longer. So
right, there's no backlisting.
You guys are so good at this.
Yeah.
Mark, I think it started with an M.
I can't remember.
Anyway. She's making fun, but she doesn't remember either.
Yeah, right. No, she's like,
I'm not the professional.
I remember the story.
Simply, I guessed.
That's right. the point was, as I was thinking during the break, is what he really needed in this situation was the Freedom Cam. If he had been in his vehicle,
he was in his truck.
When this situation occurred, the Freedom Cam in my vehicle, if this would have occurred to me, the Freedom Cam would have been running because it turns on automatically when I turn
and
on the key.
The people attacking you wouldn't have known about it.
They wouldn't have known. They would have been going about whatever they were doing, and I would have had all this video saved. Ready to go.
Right. And you'd have two angles, too, because the Freedom Cam has the front. It records. It's in your dashboard, right there on your windshield. So it's recording the front of everything that happens in front of your car and recording also, secondly, inside the cab. So you would have simultaneous recording. He said there were eight people trying to pull him out of the cab. So you would see anybody trying to pull you out. You'd also see anybody who's in front of the car at that moment as well. I mean, you get almost a full 360-degree coverage of this.
Enough to handle that, plus the audio, too.
Right.
So it's FreedomCam.net, and what I think is great, the best about it is that it's on when you turn the vehicle on. You don't have to think about it. You install it. You don't think about it again until you have some kind of incident, whether it's an accident or a situation like this or law enforcement officer that disagrees with your remembrance of things. It's FreedomCam.net.
And there's now two Freedom Cams on the site.
Two different types to choose from at FreedomCam.net.
All right, let's go back to the phones and the fun coming up. The greater good. We'll talk about that. The objectivist girl objected when
she can't be wrong. She's objective.
Let's go to Vincent.
Not subjective.
Feel objectified.
In New York, Vincent, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Vincent. I can barely hear you, but go ahead.
Oh, can you hear me now? Hello.
Yeah, but much better.
All right, hey, sorry about that.
No worries.
I just want to let you guys know that I'm not a statist, okay? Because I know New York is filled with statists, but I'm not a statist, okay? I just want
to... That's a good way to start.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
All right, well, I recently became a real estate agent, and there's these laws called the Fair Housing Laws, all right? Mm-hmm. And, like, there's this one aspect of the law. It's called the steering laws. And, like, basically, all right, for example, all right, let's say you're a agent, right? Okay, so I come to you, and I go, all right, I want to live in an area where there's white people. You go, okay, I'll show you where there's an area where there's white people. You get to get charged for basically discrimination right there, and you lose your license, and your company goes out of business pretty much if you get caught for that. And like,
how would you list a house where there are white people? Your house is where your house is, right? I mean, list.
They like basically go off of it of what the neighborhood is. So like, let's say like you like ask for can you show me houses where there's like a white neighborhood or something like that, and then like you show them houses in a white neighborhood. So they basically, the state is basically saying, oh, you're a racist and you're
let me ask you this. If I come to you and I do say I want to I want to live in a neighborhood where white people are, you'd say what in order to comply with the law?
A legal thing to say would be like, okay, what kind of house are you looking for? You know, like how big and stuff like that. So like basically avoids the kind of question. You know, so like pretty much, I basically ask, what kind of house you're looking for, how many bedrooms and stuff like that. You say, I want to find a 3-bedroom apartment or something. And then I go to my computer, be like, okay. And then I'll just show you different areas. One area will be mixed. The other area would be more white than anything else. It'll just be random places. But I can't actually go to an area that has predominantly white people.
Yeah,
question a customer like that anyway. I mean, they do sound like they might be a racist.
My friend is opening up a real estate company and actually has the exact same mentality as you do. People should be allowed. I am assuming you think people should be allowed to live where they want to live and be able to ask any relevant questions. One of the things that we want to do in the Liberty community is provide housing for all of the people that are moving here. And so he's opening up a business, Granite Finch. And one of the things that he's got to avoid is being able to say to these people, is being able to say to these people legally that, you know, and weed out the people that are just are Liberty people. So that, or weed in the people that are Liberty people, because otherwise he's going to have less housing for the Liberty people. So he only wants to bring people in that are just Liberty people.
Like-minded.
Right.
Which might be running afoul of some sort of housing
law.
Yeah,
exactly. And so this is technically, like, against the law, I guess. And it, this is a similar situation.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely against the law. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Like, you know,
so
like,
there's no way around this. It's stupid. The whole thing's stupid.
It's absurd. Like, you know, like, I think people should be able to live where, like, they want to live. You know, exactly what, like, you said. And, like, you know, doesn't really matter what the reason is. I mean, like, you know, like, you know, as a sovereign human beings, we should be able to choose, you know, like, which area we want to live in, regardless of.
I agree with you. People should be able to discriminate. However, it would make me very uncomfortable if I were a real estate agent and someone came to me and asked me that. I would want to.
Well, you have a right to drop them at the car.
Yeah. I would feel like, why do you care about that? What is it? Are
you have
you
a right
racist?
I agree. I would feel the same way.
I don't want to help a racist.
But you have a right to be a racist, but I don't have to associate with you.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't.
Now, is that just to clarify, Vincent, is that a New York-specific rule that you're talking about?
I don't think so.
No, that's New Hampshire, too.
No.
Federal.
It's federal. The HUD actually has testers going around the country trying to find brokers that discriminate. So
sting operations.
So basically, it's like government agents. You know, did I call you up? Hey, like, you know, they like pretend to be Bob from like Minnesota or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, I'm moving to New York. Can you show me an area where there's Jewish people? And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they like pretend to be some guy, and like, you know, they'll try to like get you. You know, like,
wow. Sting operations for the real estate
Vincent,
business.
Thank
Make
you
that
for
out.
The call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Yep. Thanks for sharing the story.
That's really interesting. He says for Jewish people, because there are places where Jews tend to congregate. How do they end up there? Does it have to be word of mouth?
I guess so. You just have to know where Chinatown is if you want to move
right
there. 855-453, that's the toll-free number. You can take control here. And if you want to move into a place with other Free State Project participants, check out porkmanor.com.
P-O-R-C.
As long as you're not a registered real estate agent, then it's not illegal to do those things, right?
I guess not. I don't know.
Don't take legal advice from me. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. Jerkyspot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. The air, you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget, if you support Free Talk Live and you want to help us out, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Simple concept. The idea is that you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live, use any major credit card through PayPal, use Visa or MasterCard right there on the front page of the website, and we'll take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live. Right now, we're doing a fundraiser to help get some Google AdWords going on. We're already doing the Google AdWords, but to help continue to fund Google AdWords.
Yeah, do more.
Do more, perhaps, as well. We're looking to get $5 a month from you if you're not yet a Free Talk Live amplifier, because it will be doubled. We've got some generous contributors who've offered up to $950 per month in matching contributions. So we still have a few hundred bucks per month that we can raise to meet that maximum level of $950 per month, and you can help us with that. So if you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you sign up, you get access to the perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the brand-new AMP-only Facebook group, which has been very, very popular. You get access to all the perks, and you help Free Talk Live, and we'll double the money. So if you're putting in $5, it's like doing 10, and that helps us a lot. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. You know, we had a couple calls on hold, but they mysteriously dropped during the break, which means that we do have time, Lauren, objectivistgirl.com, Lauren, to talk about the greater good. I mentioned that term earlier in the show tonight, and you have a few things to say about it, but now you get to actually say that.
Oh, yeah, it's on now. So anyway, the greater good. This is very altruist. I'm gonna say it in Doge language so maybe you'll understand. Such statist, much government, so collectivist? Yeah, so collectivist.
Now, the altruism thing, that's something that Ayn Rand had a real problem with, right?
Greater good has to do with doing something for the majority of people and excluding the minority. You should absolutely never collectivize a society because you're going to do the individual a disservice.
So the definition of altruism from the dictionary is the principle or practice of unselfish concern for or devotion to the welfare of others.
Right. The problem is the unselfish part.
Well, but she's right about the fact is if you're going to be, if you're going to do, you talked about the greater good. The mm-hmm. greater good talks about the good for the most people, doesn't it?
Right. It's very utilitarian. It's awful.
Mm. Well, I don't have a problem with utilitarianism if it, things that work. But
I do.
I love things that work. but when you're talking about, designing the whole society around that, then it doesn't work because you're only crushing individual spirit at that point.
Yeah.
Okay, so I agree with one point on, like, at least from what I'm understanding of you, and correct me if I'm wrong, Lauren. You said the issue is the word unselfish in this.
Oh, yeah.
And would your argument be that everything you do is selfish, and so therefore giving to charity
is
selfish?
It should be selfish. That's just it. Even though, yes, everything you do is selfish, you should think of it as selfish because you should be getting a value exchange. Everything that you do consumes your time and energy. You have a right to that time and energy. And if you decide to give it to something, that is your value exchange. You're getting something back. You're either getting happiness or you're getting appreciation or you're mm-hmm. getting respect or you're getting a good name. Everything that you do has a value return, and nothing should ever be unselfish. That is horrible. Like when I do nice things for my friends, like if I sit and listen to them complain about their day at work, I'm doing it because I either value the friendship or I value the reaction that I get from them when I listen to them. Everything should be selfish. There should be no such thing as altruism. Altruism is a death sentence to your own life. You should be treating your life as if every moment of it has a value to you because you should value your time on this earth. It's all you have. Or, well, I guess if you're, religious, it's not all you got. But, for us atheists, it's all we got.
I can't say I disagree with anything that you've said there. And I don't consider myself an objectivist. I don't really know a whole lot about it. But I do appreciate the idea that, and we were talking about this, I think, last night on the show, that if you want to be able to help others, you have to be able to take care of yourself. You have to be coming from a position of self-worth and strength and having money. If you want to give money to people, you have to have it first.
Right.
That kind of thing. When you give time to people, you have to have free time.
Who would you rather get something from? Would you rather get something from somebody that pities you, or would you rather get something from somebody that values you, that thinks you're a great person, that respects you as a person, rather than somebody that looks down on you and pats you on the head and says, oh, you poor soul? Isn't that so condescending and horrible?
Sure. Well, let's get back around to the original statement about the greater good.
Right.
Because the context in which I used it was, to recap briefly, there was a situation this morning with a guy who was very, very rude to me outside of the courthouse. I recognized him as someone who appears to work at the courthouse, but I'm not real sure. I took his picture when he came out, went to his car, because I wanted to identify who this character was. He further threatened me to say that if I put his picture online, he would sue me for defamation. So at that point, I decided to make a blog post about it. And I said that that I believe that it was for the greater good, because the argument was that, well, this guy should have just been left alone, that I was being petty, and I should have just let it slide. And I said, well, I'm doing this for the greater good, for the community, the activist community, to show them who this character is, to give them an idea of, mm-hmm. Because I could tell the story, hey, some guy said this about me. Or I can show who this individual is because he's around a lot. This wasn't just some random schmo. This was a guy who is always at the courthouse, and I believe it's because he works there as an attorney. And so that was me looking at, well, I don't really care so much about what this guy thinks. He can't stand me from all that I can tell, so I don't owe him anything. If anything, I want to help my community better know who the aggressors are and the people who are willing to threaten.
That man's not an aggressor.
And I still take issue with it. Because of the fact that greater
isn't
good,
that a greater good
I don't
in
think
comparison?
You're part of the. I don't think you're part of the greater, and that's just it. I'm saying that you should always do things for selfish reasons, and you should never say that you're doing it for the greater good because normally you're not part of the greater. When you're talking about the greater good, you're almost never part of the greater. And I'm saying that with doing this, you are promoting a bad light on your name. Because I think personally that it's petty. Mm-hmm. And I don't want you to be seen as a petty person, and I don't think you want to be seen that way.
Well,
and
people are going to see me however they want.
Exactly, but that's the thing is we should do things to promote ourselves. And when you do this, you're not thinking about how people will see you. You're just doing it so that other people get benefit from it. And that's not right.
Well, the benefit to me, okay, so the selfish motive was that I wanted to identify this person. So therefore, in order to get more successfully, hopefully it hasn't happened yet, but to identify him, I want to get more pairs of eyeballs on this person's face so they might be able to know who he is. So that was the selfish motivation, but ultimately it also benefits the activists, even though if it doesn't benefit this guy. And I see that what you're saying is that it's petty from my viewpoint, but as far as the greater good is concerned here, the activists outnumber this character. I have no obligation to this man. So, therefore, I mean, from that perspective, I understand where the greater good concept comes into to real concern, I think, is when it's used as a justification to use violence. When people who want to control the state use that language, then it becomes very, 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 very dangerous at that point. Because mm-hmm. then it's, well, it's for the greater good that we need to steal from you, that we need to force you to do things. And
it's
then it
force
becomes
in
very,
general.
Right, because then the question is, well, who decides what the greater good is? So the bureaucrats, are they the ones who decide? The politicians? So in this case, I decided it for my own purposes, and no one, gets hurt because of that.
Well, one of the points I want to make is that I like to try and remove the words greater good out of the vocabulary of the American people.
Because that's a fair point.
We shouldn't be using newspeak words that they're forcing on us. We're not living in 1984, and we need to stop letting the government force us into
fair point. I'll concede that one. Absolutely. I could have chosen a better term.
Well, the other thing is, though, is that what was in it for you? But I mean, you got to ask what's in it for me, and if what's in it for you is petty and not helpful to the greater goal of your life, then it's not worth you doing.
Well, it depends on your perspective. I mean, y'all think it's petty, but what was in it for me was, like I said, I wanted to identify the guy. It made for an interesting blog post. It made for an interesting conversation here on Free Talk Live tonight. Let's go to Daryl in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I feel like I have to disagree with something that Lauren said earlier in the night.
You better hurry.
Lauren,
you got 30 seconds.
I believe you said that Ian should not have said anything about the guy that told Ian, like, don't talk to me because that was that guy's free speech. Well, the way mm-hmm. free speech works is that guy could say whatever he wants, and then Ian can say what he thinks about what the guy said.
Which includes posting a blog post for the world to see. Daryl, we're out of time for tonight, but we know we'll be hearing from you tomorrow night because I'm going to be gone on a trip, and you are taking over the reins of the show. I think you're going to have Brian and Stephanie in, and he hung up. So you'll hear more from Daryl tomorrow and Mark, and you're going to have Brett on this weekend as well with you on Saturday.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll see you tomorrow, and I'll see you whenever I get back, which will be probably Monday. Later. FreeTalkLive.com.
Quantum Vibes, year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com. From Big Head Press.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.